Mishnah Zion, Perek Beis, Maseches Arla. The Mishnah continues with the limitations of the laws of Bittul with regard to Kilei Kerem, Truma, and Arla. Lahaki lahachmi min she'enu minno. We're going to analyze the second part of that rule of min be'enu minno that we found in Mishnah Vav. If I have two different substances and they are mixed together, we are mekel and we are machmir. What does this mean? Ketzad. How does this work? Grisin, beans. Shenizbashlu im adashim. They are cooked with lentils. V'yeshba in the noisen tam bin sheyeshba lalos lameya la be'echa bumeya u bin she'en bahem lalos be'echa bumeya aser. If you can still taste the bean in the lentil mix, even if there isn't an amount for bittul, it does not make a difference. The mixture is usr. Ein behem benois en tam. If there isn't any way to taste the bean taste in the rest of the dish, behem beyesh behem lalos b'echa b'meya o behem she'ein behem lalos b'echa b'meya mutter. It doesn't make a difference regardless this mixture is mutter. So here we say the kula, and we see the chumrah involved in the min she'enu b'mino in a substance which is a mixture of two different other substances. Maseches Arla, Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches. Sor shel chulin shenafel l'toch isa v'yishbo kedei l'chametz v'achar kach navo sor shel truma o sor shel kilei kerem v'yishbo kedei l'chametz. Aser. Mishnah continues what we've been speaking about, exceptions to the laws of Bittul. When I have a leavening agent of chulin falls into a dough and it has the ability to leaven it, and afterwards so shall truma or kilei hakerem fall in, truma or kilei hakerem leavening agent falls in, v'yishbo kedei l'chametz aser, and it could make this dough aser. It can make this dough usser. It does make this dough usser.